Welcome back to another very exciting installation of Scud's Mixtape Madness. I am your host, Scott McDaniel. And today, well, unfortunately, it'll be the last show of the semester here at Robert Morris University Radio. I'm very proud to say that this is probably the biggest one yet. I'm very excited about it. As today, in addition to me, I'm going to be playing some very fun, weird holiday music that I found. But first, before we do that, I have a very special guest on here. Well, this is actually a interview that I recorded at an earlier date with them, but I will be here playing an interview with Professor B and SPO2 of Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra. Is how did you get the idea for a robot? Sorry about that. Here with me today is Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra with Professor B and SPO2. Okay, so gentlemen and gentle robot, thank you for joining me. So my first question is, how did you get the idea for a robot-fronted rock and roll group?
Yeah, where did we get the idea from?
Let me answer your question with a question. Is your name pronounced Scott, with the silent letter E at the end, or Scott? Or maybe with the hard E, like Scotty. Scotty?
Well, actually, the name Scott comes from my name Scott, but that's a story for another time. We're here focused on you guys, so I'm just going to go right into my next question. Where did you get the name Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra?
Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra. So the name is actually inspired by, remember that band, you know, the one with three completely unrelated words that, just seems stuck together randomly.
You mean another bad creation? Atari Teenage Riot? Big Audio Dynamite?
No, I don't think that's right.
Was it Blue Oyster Cult? Or maybe Bowling for Soup? Possibly Dead Can Dance?
You know, it's been a while. I mean, we've been around since the mid-90s, but I'm not sure if it was one of those.
Fine Young Cannibals? Grand Funk Railroad? Jimmy Eat World? Men at Work? Men Without Hats? Mother Love Bone?
No.
Neutral Milk Hotel? Nine Inch Nails? Pet Shop Boys? Right Said Fred?
No.
Seven Mary 3? Squirrel Nut Zippers?
I don't think any of those.
Stone Temple Pilots? Strawberry Alarm Clock?
Man, I just never realized how many there were.
Sugar Hill Gang? Super Furry Animals?
You know, I'm not sure if I'm going to remember it, and this segment's kind of dragging, so let's just go with, you know, like, Trash Can Sinatras. Yeah, that's probably it, right?
That doesn't sound right at all.
That's who we were named after.
Trash Can Sinatras, that's pretty funny. all right, back on topic here. So my next question is, where do you get the inspiration for your music?
So where do we get the inspiration for our music? That's a good question. You know, we really try our best to copy the sound of Huey Lewis in the News as faithfully as we can, given our talent and resources, and every time we just fail miserably in new and exciting ways.
You can't say that again.
How do you come up with the topics for your music? For example, like Frankenstein's Laundromat or Volcano Alarm?
You know, I think it's important to be honest with your audience, to try to connect with them on like a deeper level. And to do that, you just really have to write about your actual experiences, you know, about what you know.
Like Volcano Alarms?
No, like living in a society that uses fear to market products to people.
I always took our lyrics much more literally.
Out of all of your songs, which one is your favorite?
Favorite song that we wrote? Wow. Man, that's tough. It's so hard to pick just one.
Because they are all bad?
Oh, stop it. We just have a lot of songs. And I have a lot of favorites for so many different reasons. Like, I Stole Your Daddy's Time Machine was the first song that we ever recorded, and it sort of set us on this journey, so it has a special place in my heart.
Look at you, always bragging about your organs. You have a liver and I don't. Good for you. Anyway, I like the song Waffle Putty because it shows off my scatting skills much better than most of our songs.
Do we have other songs where you scat?
Not yet.
You certainly do have some scatting skills in Waffle Putty. So, can you tell me about your latest album, Conjure the Paranormal?
So Conjure the Paranormal is our latest release, and it's number 3 in a series of 20.
Yes, 20.
20 themed albums we're releasing. They're out on vinyl, but, you know, at this point, they're in pretty scarce supply. We only press, you know, between 25 and 50 of them per release so far.
No one buys music. Just stream them on Spotify.
One really cool thing about the new record is that we got one of our heroes, Dr. Demento, to actually write the liner notes for it. We're so excited about that.
I think this album is remarkable for only having one lousy song. I will let you sort out which it may be.
All right, so as the interview is coming to a close, do you have anything else you'd like to say to the audience?
So on our quest to finish 20 themed albums, we are currently finishing up number 4, which is Lost at Sea. It's all nautical stuff. It's pretty much all done, just mixing it, and we're going to get it pressed pretty soon. So look for that in early 2020. And then after that is going to be an album called Race to Space, which is all outer space stuff. That's going to come out later in 2020. And we're only playing shows probably 3 or 4 times a year. Pretty much every show we play is a record release party, and then it's back to the studio.
If anyone wants to learn more about Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra, they can use the internet. Google us. There aren't a ton of bands called Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra, so we aren't that difficult to find. Thanks again for having us on your show.
Yeah, definitely. Thanks for having us on. This has been a lot of fun.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for being the first guests on my show. Thank you once again to Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra for coming on to Scott's Mixtape Madness. Be sure to be on the lookout for Lost at Sea in early 2020. Hey, what'd you think of that interview? They certainly are very fun people. Both, well, only one of them is a person, so can't really say that. But yeah, Professor B and SPO2, thanks again for coming on. And once again, be on the lookout for Lost at Sea and Race to Space in early 2020. Well, Lost at Sea is early 2021. Race to Space is going to be the later 2021. So. Once again, thank you for coming on, and happy travels. So, segueing into the music here, Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra also did a Christmas album, and I would like to play some of the music from that Christmas album. So, from their 2018 album, Go Caroling, here is All I Want for Christmas.
It was good all year, or maybe not so much. And old Saint Nick has been keeping a close watch. But this year I had figured out a plan to beat the system and stick it to that jolly man. Good or bad won't matter, my dear, 'cause I am getting what I want. And now I am every year. All I want for Christmas is coal. 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 All I want for Christmas is coal. Getting what I want, and now I am every year. All I want for Christmas is coal. 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 All I want for Christmas is coal. Coal. We'll be right back.
Once again, that was Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra's All I Want for Christmas from their 2018 album, Go Caroling. So something I actually didn't know about Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra before I interviewed them is that they're on a crusade, if you will, to do 20 themed albums. And All I Want for Christmas, if I'm correct, I believe that is the third or fourth one. I don't have an exact count, but it's like the third or fourth one. And, you know, I thought it was just a happy coincidence, you know, that I could play their Christmas album or one of the songs from their Christmas album the same time I interviewed them. And it's an interesting song. It's a very interesting song because it plays on the trope that instead of, you know, wanting like presents or something, SPO2, who is the robot, by the way, wants coal for Christmas because it helps power him. And I find that very, very amusing, and it's very clever. I guess preying on expectations, or even then, that sounds a lot more sinister than I'm intending. But overall, very amusing song, and once again, I'm very glad to have, Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra on as, once again, the first ever special guest on this show, hopefully the first of many. So, next here, I have another one of my personal favorites. I played some of his music during Halloween, and I also played Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra during Halloween, but gapped. Next here, I have another fun Christmas song. More or less, it's making fun of or satiring other Christmas songs. This is Weird Al Yankovic's Christmas at Ground Zero from his 1986 album Polka Party. All right, that was Weird Al Yankovic's Christmas at Ground Zero. Now, I actually also find this song very amusing because, once again, kind of like All I Want for Christmas, it plays on you know the trope that like Christmas songs are supposed to be happy and jolly and all this, and he's talking about, you know, like someone climbing down his chimney and, you know, having to like blow his brains out with a shotgun. Like I find that hilarious, and like especially like with like the air raid sirens at the end of the song, I think really drives it home. It's such an amusing song, and one of the many reasons why I love Weird Al Yankovic so much, like why he is one of my favorite artists. And well, speaking of Weird Al, I have another holiday song by Weird Al Yankovic, not necessarily Christmassy, but it felt Christmassy enough that I could justify playing it on here. So originally from his 2006 album Straight Outta Linwood, here is Weasel Stomping Day by Weird Al Yankovic.
Cheer. What a magical time of year. Howdy ho, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Put your Viking helmet on. Spread that mayonnaise on the lawn. Don't you know it's Weasel Stomping Day?
Weasel Stomping Day.
All the little girls and boys love that wonderful crunching noise.
You'll know what this day's about
when you stomp a weasel's guts right out. So come along and have a laugh. Snap their weaselly spines in half. Grab your boots and stomp your cares away. Hip hip hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day. People up and down the street, crushing weasels beneath their feet.
Why we do it, who can say?
But it's such a festive holiday, so let the stomping fun begin. Bash their weaselly skulls right in. It's tradition that makes it okay. Hey everyone, it's Weasel Stomping.
We'll have some fun on Weasel Stomping.
Put down your gun, it's Weasel Stomping Day. Hip hip hooray, it's Weasel Stomping Day.
Stomping Day.
Hey!
And that was Weasel Stomping Day by Weird Al Yankovic. A lot shorter than Christmas at Ground Zero, but I still think it gets the job done. It sounds Christmassy. It makes fun of holiday music. Like actually, in a little bit of research I've done on both songs, is that Christmas at Ground Zero is more or less trying to parody Christmas music, while Weasel Stomping Day is trying to parody holiday music. So it sounds weird, but definitely, like they have similar feels, but they're different overall, and I find that very amusing. In fact, actually, another fun fact about Weasel Stomping Day is that the music video is actually done by the people who work on Adult Swim's Robot Chicken. So if you watch the music video, it's actually done in like their claymation stop motion style, and I actually find that very cool. And in fact, they even premiered the music video on Robot Chicken, so I find that very cool. So next, kind of getting away from covers and original songs, well, I mean original songs, we're getting into covers, excuse me. This is an interesting one. So this is a cover, actually a more interestingly, this is a horror cover of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, from the Misfits and their single Horror Xmas.
Banana with a greasy black peel. You're a monster, Mr. Grinch. Your heart's an empty hole. Your brain is full of spiders, a garlic in your soul, Mr. Grinch. I wouldn't touch you with a 39.5 foot pole. We'll be right back.
words that best describe you.
Once again, that was Your Mean One, Mr. Grinch, covered by the Misfits. Now, I actually found this cover today because I was like, you know what? I'm kind of surprised I haven't found any covers of You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch. So I quite literally went under this website called whosampled.com, not sponsored. I'm just going through my process. And I literally looked up You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, and I found this cover and I liked it. And I'm like, the people need to hear this. And it's very good. It's very punkish. I know it's supposed to be like horror rock, or specifically here on Apple Music, it has it listed as hard rock, but it's punk in nature. It sounds very punk. And I don't know. I guess that's why I enjoyed it so much. Not every day you get to hear You're a Mean One, Mr. Grinch, like a punk group is singing it, like Korn, or, well, I know Korn isn't punk, but that's what it reminds me of. So, excuse me. So next here I have kind of a little bit more into the creepy side of like Christmas music. I actually have a very interesting, I wouldn't even call it a cover. It's more or less a reimagining of a song from The Nutcracker, which is a very famous Christmas play. I mean, to be honest, I would be surprised if you didn't know it, but I don't know. You can't answer me, so I'm just gonna ignore it. So here from this one group called Nutcracker 2000, I have their reimagining of the famous Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy called Sugar Plum Scary. Once again, that was Sugar Plum Fairy by Nutcracker 2000. They're also known as N2K. Now, something I didn't mention is that they actually wrote this song in 1999, which is when, you know, the whole, like, Y2K thing was happening. And I'm assuming they took inspiration to that, and they actually redid, like, I guess all the most popular songs from the Nutcracker and made them into EDM tracks. And Sugar Plum Scare, so actually I had filed it down to two songs. I either wanted to do Sugar Plum Scary, or they had their version of Tray Pack, which I forget what they called it, but it was the Tray Pack. And I'm like, no, Sugar Plum Scary sounds a lot cooler than their version of Tray Pack. So I'm just going to do Sugar Plum Scary. And I like how towards the end it goes from, you know, being kind of like this creepy, like EDM thing, and it almost turns into like circus music. Like, I think that is just super cool. I thought that was super cool. And I mean, they did a very good job with it. They did an awesome job, and I commend them. Unfortunately, this is their only album. It's their self-titled album. Unfortunately, Nutcracker only has so much music, so I think they can only do that once. So once again, very, very good song. So next year, for my Jewish listeners in the audience, I did not forget you. Now, I know those who celebrate Hanukkah, there aren't a lot of songs that, like, you know that are as well known, like Jingle Bells or like Oh Christmas Tree. I celebrate Christmas, and I can only name like two Hanukkah songs off the top of my head. And even one of them is Adam Sandler's Hanukkah song. But actually, oddly enough, that plays into what I'm about to play. Is that so this next artist here, they're called the Great Luke Ski, and I would kind of compare them as like a diet Weird Al Yankovic. Like, not as well known as Weird Al, but like he does parodies as good as Weird Al, if that makes any sense. So here is his parody of Adam Sandler's The Hanukkah Song. This here is the Star Wars Hanukkah song from The Fump, Volume 30.
Star Wars is a serial of thrills. Instead of one sci-fi classic, we get six crazy films and an animated series. Some actors of the Jewish faith are in these tales of Jedi. And if Adam Sandler can amend his song, then why the hell can't I? Natalie Portman sure isn't a shiksa. She was elected Queen of Naboo just before her bat mitzvah. Gave birth to a Jewish princess. She was Carrie Fisher's mama. Mark Hamill's not a Jew, but he was the voice of the Hanukkah zombie on Futurama. Some people thought Watto was, with his raspy voice and schnozzes. Well, he's not, and neither is Yoda, but it turns out that Frank Oz is.
Jew or Jew not, there is no try.
Mel Brooks gave us Spaceballs, made us laugh until we burst. Harrison Ford is a quarter Jewish, and he shot Greedo first. Get on your Tonica. It's Star Wars Hanukkah. You can hang out with Qui-Gonica on the Millennium Falconica with a Wookiee named Chewbonica.
Please help me, Obi-Wanica.
So go see episode Wanica and have a happy Han Solo.
Laugh it up, Fuzzball.
Just kidding. Happy Star Wars Hanukkah.
All right, once again, that was the Star Wars Hanukkah song by the Great Luke Ski. Now, I know I mentioned earlier that I consider the Great Luke Ski kind of a diet Weird Al Yankovic. But yeah, that's because he does like genuinely good covers. Like he did a cover, probably one of my favorite ones, is that he did a parody of Will Smith's Getting Jiggy With It, but he made it about Quagmire from Family Guy, so it became Getting Giggity With It, and I actually thought that was very clever, because that's actually something that I wished Weird Al would do, but Luke Ski did it instead, and I was like, dang, this is a really good cover, or this is a really good parody, excuse me. And I saw this, the Star Wars Hanukkah song, and I'm like, wait, is that like Adam Sandler's? And I listened to it, and I'm like, yep, it's like Adam Sandler's. But, yeah, it's a good parody. I think it's very funny how, like he was able to find, like, how so many people in Star Wars are actually, you know, Jewish. And I think that's actually really funny, so... props to the great Luke Ski for that. Hopefully I would like to play some of his music more in the future. So I'm going to continue on here. Next, this is a group I actually covered in my column on Army Century Media. I will have that column linked in the description. This song here is by the Toy Dolls, and it is a single called Credit Crunch Christmas. Please enjoy. All right, once again, that was Credit Crunch Christmas by the Toy Dolls. Now, the Toy Dolls actually are a punk group that I found that, like, what made them unique is that I, like, a lot of their songs have weird subjects. Like, one song that I can think of off the top of my head is Fiery Jack, which is about like a back relaxer that actually really burns you when you apply it. And they wrote a whole song about that. They've also done a cover of The Devil Went Down to Georgia, which unfortunately I would love to play on this show, but they swear in it, and there might be little ears listening, so I don't want to subject them to that. And they didn't do a radio edit, so unfortunately I can't. Fiery Jack, there was that. Livin' La Vida Loca, they did a cover of that Ricky Martin song. I know it as the Shrek 2 song, but I'm a degenerate, so... But yeah, Toy Dolls, they do a lot of fun, like, subject songs like that, and they're always, like, fast and, like, angry and mocking, and it's just, I love it so much. So definitely want to do an episode of them soon, so definitely be on the lookout for that. So next year, I actually have a very interesting song here, and it's I have to bring myself to say this because this is too fantastic of a group for me like not play them. So I have found not one, not two, but three different Arnold Schwarzenegger themed heavy metal rock groups. Excuse me, Chicken Alfredo coming up. They like three different groups that have done Arnold Schwarzenegger themes. Like this is like incredible. I have two of them on here today, and the first of which is, the reason why I have two of them on here is because they did covers, or they did songs based around Arnold Schwarzenegger's movie Jingle All the Way. And, surely enough, here is, Arnocore with their 2017 album, The Unbelievable. Here is their song based on Jingle All the Way titled Jingle All the Way.
We'll be right back.
That was Jingle All the Way by Arno Core. Now, Arno Core, actually, I listened, probably one of their favorite songs I listened to, that now that I'm thinking about it, I definitely could have played that song as well, but Jingle All the Way fit more thematically, is that they did a song called Mr. Freeze, which is based on Arnold Schwarzenegger's role as Mr. Freeze in Tim Burton Batman, which I can't remember which one off the top of my head, but I digress. They write songs about like all the roles he's been in, and I just think that's like super cool that they do that. And The Unbelievable has some good songs on it, so I would definitely recommend giving that a listen. But now we're going to be listening to another Arnold Schwarzenegger themed death metal group, and they're called Austrian Death Machine, and this is their cover of Jingle Bells from their EP A Very Brutal Christmas.
You know, I've been trying my hardest to write a song for you, Arnold, but I can't seem to come up with one that brings justice to your masterpiece, Jingle All the Way.
Why write a new song when I can take whatever one I want? Give me that guitar, you girly man!
I don't think we need to listen to that guitar holdover. But yeah, once again, that was Jingle Bells by Austrian Death Machine from their 2008 EP, A Very Brutal Christmas. It's interesting because I want to do like an episode where I play music from all three Arnold Schwarzenegger groups and like compare and contrast them. Because I just think that'd be super, you know, cool to do. And, like, Jingle All the Way, like, they don't do a good Arnold impression. Not to say that it's bad. It's just, it doesn't sound as good as Austrian Death Machines. They get the source material better. Because, well, this is a poor example, but, like, Jingle Bells, like they base that on Jingle All the Way. But Arno Core literally did, like, lines from Jingle All the Way. Sorry, Alfredo again. like there were lines like "Put the cookie down" and "Turbo Time," and like those are all lines from Jingle All the Way. And I think it's really cool how they actually get like the source material down, because they do the same thing like in Mr. Freeze, because it's like freeze and like, I know that's a very poor example, but I digress. Both of them are very entertaining, and just give them a listen on your own time. Once again, hoping to have them, hoping to play the music on the show this year or next year. Hoping to play the music on the show next year. So, well, speaking of bells, next year I have a very interesting cover of a famous Christmas song. This is from Twisted Sisters, a Twisted Christmas album from 2006. And here is Silver Bells by Twisted Sister.
Yeah.
once again, I don't think we need to hold the or hear the guitar hold over. So I want to be quick because that was a longer song. But Silver Bells, actually, I've actually known that song by Twisted Sister for as long as I can remember, since 2006, because it's something my mom would always play in the car. She would always play the album in the car. She would always, like she would be cleaning, getting ready for Christmas, and she would be playing this album. And, like, in fact, like, I knew I wanted to play music from this album. And, like, in my research in doing, like, trying to find weird music for Christmas, this album, A Twisted Christmas, consistently showed up in every list that I found. And I'm like, why? Like, this is a staple in my household. Like, why would my... why would this happen? Like, but, yeah, good cover. Definitely some sentimental value there, but I would like to continue on. So, next here, I have a very delightful song that I am sure my family is very excited to hear. I thought this song was very appropriate. So, this comes from the Christian Bible Tale cartoon, VeggieTales, and their album, Bob and Larry Go Country, from 2012. Here is Jesus Take the Wheel by VeggieTales.
Hey, Bob.
Yeah, Mr. Lunt?
Do you remember that story I told you about the girl with the car and the baby?
Yeah. Hey, can we tell that story?
Sure.
She was driving last Friday on her way to Cincinnati on a snow-white Christmas Eve. Going home to see her mama and her daddy with the baby in the back seat. 50 miles to go, and she was running low on faith and gasoline. It'd been a long, hard year. She had a lot on her mind, and she didn't pay attention. She was going way too fast. Before she knew it, she was spinning on a sheet of glass. She saw both their lives flash before her eyes. She didn't even have the time to cry. She was so she threw her hands up in the air, and she said,
Jesus takes the wheel, take it from my hands, 'cause I can't do this on my own. I'm letting go, so give me one more chance to save me from
the shoulder, and the car came to a stop. She cried when she saw that baby in the back seat sleeping like a rock. And for the first time in a long time, she bowed her head to pray and said, I'm sorry for the way I've been living my life. I know
thank you.
sorry to cut the song short, but I have one more song I'd like to play. Once again, that was Jesus Take the Wheel by VeggieTales from the Bob and Larry Go Country album 2012. So before I play this last song here, I need to explain the song real quick. So shout out to my grandmother, by the way, because we have a little tradition in my household where every year during December, we'll just randomly call my grandmother. And without even saying hello or nothing, we just play and sing a song, little old song called Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer. She always finds it very amusing, and it's just a fun tradition that we do. And I found this interesting version by Real Big Fish from their EP Happy Scholidays from 2014. So for the last song of Scoot's Mixtape Madness 2019, here is Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Real Big Fish.
Eggnog, and we begged her not to go, but she forgot her medication, and she staggered out the door into the snow. When we found her Christmas morning at the scene of the attack, she had hoof prints on her forehead and incriminating claws marks on her back. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. Grandpa, he's been taking this so well. See him in there watching football, drinking beer and playing cards with Cousin Mel. It's not Christmas without Grandma. All the family's dressed in black, and we just can't help but wonder, should we open up her gifts or send them back?
Send them back!
Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. And neighbors, better watch out for yourselves. They should never give a license to a man who drives a sleigh and plays with elves. Grandma got run over by a reindeer walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
All right, once again, that was Grandma Got Run Over by a Reindeer by Real Big Fish. Just overall, really good cover. Again, it's one of my traditions, and I thought it was fun, you know, being able to share that with you, my listeners. So I would like to say, once again, I would like to thank Satanic Puppeteer Orchestra for coming on to the show. And I would like to thank you, the viewer, for listening. Or, well, you can't be viewing because you're listening, but whatever. You, the listener, I would like to thank you for listening to the show since the beginning of September. We'll be back again next year. Once again, I've been Scott McDaniel. This has been Scoat's Mixtape Madness, and we'll see you next year. Thanks again.